Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. It's definitely time for us to take a look at that Good Times reboot over on Netflix, because everybody's talking about it, and unfortunately, not in a good way. Now, as I've said before, I don't have Netflix at the moment. My subscription, I let it lapse, but my sister does still have Netflix, and after she didn't even finish watching an entire episode, probably 10 minutes into it, 15 tops, she sent me a text, and she said, "They are wrong for this Good Times reboot," and I was like, I had read an article where a gentleman had really slammed it really hard. And I was like, wow, and so I asked her, I said, I've read some negative, comments about it, but is it really that bad? And yeah, so she started telling me about what it was like and what it was about. And I was just really shocked. Very disappointed as well. I think that's the way that most people are thinking in regard to it. They're experiencing shock and disappointment. Because, I mean, Good Times, one of the most beloved, popular, well-known TV shows of the past 50 years. Because Good Times celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. It debuted on CBS and February 1974, ran for 6 seasons, and has been in syndication for many years. It's available on different cable channels, it's streaming, it's available on DVD, the entire series is available on DVD, as well as Blu-ray. It's been parodied on SNL, and in Living Color, and all these other TV shows I'm not thinking of at the moment. I mean, you know, we all know the characters. We know the actors. I mean, it's just a big part of pop culture. And has been, like I said, for the past 50 years. So, I mean, Good Times, it has a special place in the hearts of so many of us. And to find out that the show's integrity is being compromised is really hard to believe. It's incredulous. Now, I had to do some research on it because, after talking with her about, you know, what she saw, her take on it, I knew it was time for an episode to be released about this. It is titled Good Times Black Again. It debuted on Netflix on the 12th. The first 10 episodes are available. This is the backstory of it, because like I said, I had to go do some research and some digging, along with the, you know, the stuff that she told me. The Evans family in this reboot, this animated reboot, consists of Reggie and his wife Beverly and their 3 kids. Reggie is an Uber driver. Beverly is a homemaker, if I'm not mistaken. They have 3 kids, Junior, Gray, and Dalvin. They actually live in the Cabrini Green housing projects in Chicago. Which, like someone pointed out, that's kind of weird because Cabrini Green was demolished in 2011. So why would you put them in 2024 in Cabrini Green? But Reggie is the grandson of James Evans. And that got me thinking, you know, from the jump, I'm like, okay, if he's James's grandson, okay, well, whose son is he? Because, you know, James only had 3 kids, JJ, Thelma, and Michael. So whose son is Reggie? Whose kid is he? I don't know if that's been established or not. But their kids, again, Junior, has been in the 10th grade for 3 years. This is his third time repeating the 10th grade. their daughter, Gray, she is very activist-minded. She's smart. She has a brain, has a mind of her own. But the thing that really has got people talking the most is Dalvin, the youngest. And this is what really, really just completely shocked me and had me flabbergasted and still does. My sister's the one who told me about this via text. Dalvin is a baby. And he is also a drug dealer. And I was just like, I had to ask her, I'm like, are you sure that you have that right? I mean, are you serious? And she said, yeah, he's a drug dealer on the corner selling crack. And I'm like, what? And then of course I've gone online and I've seen videos on YouTube. I've seen shorts on social media and on YouTube, and I've read articles. There's one article that I recommend. It is called, let me pull it up here for you. I've got it here. I printed it out. I have to come back to that because I'm having difficulty finding the name of the article and who actually wrote this. Let me try to find it for you. But anyway, I mean, I just, like I said, Dalvin is based off of Michael. Michael was the one who wanted to be a lawyer and a Supreme Court justice. Michael was the one who was in a special school for gifted kids, and he was very smart and very intelligent and very socially conscious. And you have turned basically that character into a drug dealer. I mean, I don't understand the things that they were doing on this within this show. I don't get it. No one is getting it. Because Good Times, of course, the original series has had its criticisms, you know, for different reasons. But Good Times always has been, always was a show with heart. And they covered a lot of very serious, pertinent issues, not just to African Americans, not just to people who were poor or living in the projects, but really to anyone. A lot of the issues that were covered on Good Times, anyone could relate to, of any race or socioeconomic standing or whatever. It has always been a very relatable show. The kids always, like I said, people have complained about JJ and blah, blah, blah. JJ always did have the talent of being an artist or an artiste. And of course, Michael, Thelma, very smart. The kids had goals. They had dreams and ambitions. The family was always working toward the dream of leaving the ghetto, getting out of the ghetto, and having a really good, successful, productive life. And the last thing that this show is doing is perpetuating that. It's not keeping that going at all. When I first found out about a Good Times animated reboot, I had my doubts. A friend of mine posted it to my social media page. And, you know, I'd heard some talk about it, you know, in passing. I really didn't pay too much attention. But he was like, you know, what do you think about this? And I said, well, I don't know. But we all thought it was going to be an animated version of the original show. We had no idea it was going to be anything like this. Just something that is just, I mean, ridiculous. And so stereotypical. People have had their complaints about Amos and Andy. Now, that's for another time, another episode, but people have had their complaints about that show. If you've never seen it, never heard of it, Amos and Andy episodes are available on YouTube. You can check it out for yourself. But, I like Amos and Andy, by the way. Give me Amos and Andy any day over this junk. Now, I've not seen any of the episodes, don't want to see them, not interested in it. I did watch the trailer, though. I went to YouTube, I checked out the trailer. I want to do that before the episode that we're doing now. The trailer was just so all over the place, and it was just so manic, and it was just, they were just doing too much. And I just couldn't even keep up. Like, what are y'all doing? They showed at one point, Dalvin is all up in some voluptuous woman's face. She's got a really large bosom, and he's all in her bosom. What junk is this? You know, I mean, I just honestly, I really don't have the words. I mean, I wanted us to do an episode about this, but I don't think I'm conveying my feelings very well here, because I'm just that outraged and surprised by all this. I mean, my sister told me that it's produced by Seth MacFarlane, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm not really familiar with his work. I've heard of it, you know, Family Guy and The Cleveland Show. I've heard controversial viewpoints in regard to his material. And then Stephen Curry, I didn't even know who that was. I didn't know who he was. I had to look him up. But then when I saw his picture on Google, then I, you know, recognized him, because I remember seeing him, you know, in different, you know, basketball games. But it was Norman Lear, the late Norman Lear, who passed away this past December at the age of 101. He too was involved in this. And I'm just really surprised that he went along with this. I mean, there was a reboot, of course, of One Day at a Time on Netflix as well, starring Rita Moreno. Now, I haven't seen it either, but I have heard positive things about that reboot. Why he would participate in something like this, I'm very surprised that he endorsed this. Now, Seth MacFarlane and Stephen Curry, honestly, I don't think they've ever even seen an episode of Good Times. I might be wrong, but from the way that this reboot, the way that it looks and what they're doing within it, they evidently don't know anything about the original series. And there are people who have never watched an episode of Good Times or have not watched it very much at all. I have a very close friend. He was an adult when Good Times was on originally in the 70s. He was in his 20s. And we've talked about it, you know, off and on. And he told me that he remembers it being on back then. And he specifically remembers JJ and Dynamite. But he told me that he rarely watched it in the 6 years that it ran. That he probably watched it maybe once or twice. So there are a lot of people out there who are not familiar with the show. They have never seen it at all, or like him, they've watched only an episode or two. He can't tell you anything about Good Times, this friend of mine. All he can talk about is JJ, you know, a little bit. Even that's limited. So it just sounds like these guys, I mean, they are uninformed about the show, about the characters, and they never should have touched it. My primary question is this. Where in the world is Eric Monte? Now, Eric Monte co-created Good Times with the late Mike Evans. Mike Evans, of course, was the original Lionel, both on All in the Family and The Jeffersons. They co-created Good Times, and of course, Norman Lear produced it. But why was Eric Monte not involved in this? Why was he not consulted? Why did he not have any input into this reboot at all? Because if he would have been involved in it, it would not be the hot mess that it is. It would not be the train wreck and the disaster that it is. And it is so friggin' bad. There is a petition out there circling around. Last I heard, it has about 2,500 signatures or so. People want this show off of the air. And I might even have the number wrong with how many signatures. It might be more than 2,500. But if I see that petition around, I'm going to sign it. Because this is a mockery and an insult to not only the show Good Times, but to Eric Monte, to Mike Evans, to the actors, to everyone who ever worked on that show, whether they worked on it in front of the camera or behind the scenes. It's an insult to the actors who have passed away, like Esther Rolle and Jhené Dubois, Johnny Brown, Ben Powers. It's an insult to all of them. This is disgraceful. And I honestly hope that that petition gets it taken off the air as soon as possible. Because like I said, there's so many stereotypes within it. I mean, I read that in the when they are doing the theme song, there is a roach on the screen. They're acting like that the roach is a pet or something from the way that, you know, from what I've read. I've read so much stuff. I've watched so many videos. A lot of this stuff is running together. But I remember hearing about the roach and, you know, lots of racial epithets, lots of profanity. You know, I mean, it's just an embarrassment. And let me find the name of that article. If you want to go over to Google and you want to pull it up, it's a very, very good article. It talks about the reboot. It really, really breaks it down. And it really talks about why this reboot is so terrible. Here's another one. This is another article that I ran across. I printed out as well. This one, the title of it is Netflix's Good Times Reboot is Dated, Humorless and Baffling. And the author is, and I am trying so hard not to get his name pronounced incorrectly, Aramide Tinubu. And this too, a very, very good article. Very good article about, you know, why people are so outraged about the show. I haven't heard anyone of all of the articles I've been reading and all of the videos I've watched, the comments on social media, all the stuff over the internet. I haven't heard anyone say anything favorable about this show yet. No one. Everyone is on the same page about this show being a disaster and an embarrassment and a mockery to the original series. And like I said, I could barely get through the trailer, to be honest with you. There are people I also have read. There are people who have watched the trailer. They couldn't even get through the trailer. It was so bad. They had to turn off the trailer. And then there are others who did finish it like I did, but they don't want to proceed any further than the trailer. Because the trailer, again, ridiculous. A hot mess. Here it is. The other article that one I was mentioning earlier is called The Good Times Reboot is Absolutely Terrible. It is written by Aaron E. Evans, Candace Frederick, and Taryn Finley. And again, they really, both these articles, I highly recommend. They really break it down. And they really talk about what's wrong with this reboot. I mean, like, the article is saying right here, the one about, here's another article that I also printed out. It's called Good Times Animated Reboot Review, a Mind-Numbing Experience. It says here that considering the fact that it says reimagining Good Times for a 21st century audience could have been done brilliantly. Animation allows for a wealth of creative freedom. And also, it enables characters and their experiences to be seen in ways that, you know, you can't do in a regular live TV series. But like I said, I mean, Good Times, like I said, I mean, I have not heard about Jimmy Walker's reaction to it or Ralph Carter or Janet Jackson. John Amos released a statement. I have not had the chance to follow up on that as of yet. Neither has my sister. Bernadette Stannis, however, who portrayed Thelma in the original series, very disappointed with the reboot. She said that she was definitely misled and she had no idea it was going to go in this direction. She told this to TMZ along with other outlets. You know, that she's been interviewed by. She's very disappointed with the reboot. She said that she had no idea that it was going to go in this direction. She and Demi Walker both provided their voices for the reboot, but she said that she just did not know it was going to head in this direction. But like I said, I am so disappointed by this because, like I said, Good Times has always been very beloved in our family. We both grew up with it and have always enjoyed watching it, still enjoy watching it. And to see this reboot, it's just heartbreaking, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I mean, when you really love a TV show, let's face it, the TV shows that we watch growing up, they remain a part of us. You know, no matter where, I've said this before, no matter where you go in life, what you do, whatever your experiences are, those TV shows that you grew up with, they remain a part of who you are. They that doesn't change. You know, the TV shows that you loved as a kid and that you still connect with in adulthood. Because there are the TV shows that you loved as a kid, but as an adult, it's like, I have some of those. I'm not going to get off into that. But, you know, there are a couple that I loved as a kid that as an adult, it's like, I don't really like this like I did when I was 9. But Good Times is not one of those. I still love watching Good Times at 50 plus years old. My sister still loves watching it as well. A lot of us still enjoy that show. And it deserves so much better than this. So yeah, if you want to sign the petition, go to Google. I'm sure you'll be able to easily pull it up. I think I'm going to do that myself because this doesn't need to continue. This does not need to stay on the air any longer. If you want to do a reboot of Good Times, do it right. Be respectful. Be accurate. Make it a love letter to the original, to the predecessor, not a mockery. Not something that is just so far away from the original. A baby drug dealer? That's the best you could come up with? No, this needs to be taken off the air ASAP, and I hope that that happens. We'll keep you posted on this podcast, of course. But as for Good Times, if you want to see the real Good Times, again, it is available on DVD and Blu-ray. I think it's on TV One still, I believe. I know it's on Get TV weekday mornings. They show 4 episodes back to back to back to back, right before Ironside. And so, yes, to the real Good Times, the good times, that the only good times, that's what we'll be sticking with watching. I mean, if they want to do some animated show like this, okay, whatever. But why would you slap the Good Times name on it? That's the thing that Bernadette Stanis brought out. Why involve the Good Times name? You want to do this animated show? Okay, fine. But leave Good Times out of it. Because like I said, Good Times, like I said, touched on so many issues that are still relevant today. So many amazing storylines and such unforgettable, beloved characters. And for you to just literally slander that, and for what? It's just reprehensible. And again, to dismiss and leave out Eric Monte. So disrespectful. But yes, we want to take the time to do an episode about this reboot and to just put our feelings out there like so many people have been doing all over the internet, all over social media, just everywhere. People were really talking about this, and we wanted to jump on the bandwagon and do the same. And thank you for joining us for today's episode of Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast. We'll have another episode coming up later this week. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you all on the next episode.